Live. Love. Canberra. This is Mix 106.3's Kristen and Wilco Show.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
Okay, a woman did something on the plane and it really grossed me out. She was sitting next to me, and sorry if you're listening from Fiji right now, but I just found it really inappropriate to do in a small, confined public space that...
Interesting for you to start throwing out shade to someone for doing something inappropriate.
It was a wrinkle vibrator.
What? What?
What?
No, yeah.
I'm being inappropriate.
I know. I'm just double checking. When you bring up the wrinkle vibrator again, I was like, don't. Oh, the backlash of cops. Don't.
Okay, so this woman was doing something on the plane that I think that you could get away with doing outdoors in public, but not indoors in public.
Right.
And she even sort of did it secretly. I think she knew what she was doing was
really
gross.
If you're
going to
do it secretly.
She was sort of leaning over to her side a
little
bit.
That's how I do it secretly too.
Oh, my God. She was filing her nails.
What?
Yes. It's okay. So it is gross. Because all her little nail particles are just falling onto the seat and onto the ground.
That
and then
is,
she just was going to town on her nails.
Actually,
that's gross, really, right?
That is just one step away from actually clipping them on the plane.
Oh,
just imagine if someone was clipping their nails on an aircraft.
Collecting them in a little...
Oh, just collecting them in their shirt.
But, they're collecting them in their shirt to pretend to the person next to them that they're going to take them off, but they're just going to drop them to the ground. That's what I do. Oh, no, I dropped them. I can't find them all. So that is gross.
Okay. Thanks for checking that. Also, if you're eating your breakfast this morning, we apologise.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
There's one thing that we need to talk about.
Yes, we do. Food.
Because we haven't talked enough about food since
food
we got here.
Is literally all we talk about. So there's this Facebook group that is petitioning to bring back the marble chocolate from Cadbury.
I don't remember it.
So it was like almost a moussey, like a thick mousse,
right,
covered in marble chocolate. Really yummy. And you know what's so funny? When I saw it, I thought, oh, that is delicious. But I didn't buy it. So maybe that is why people... had it come off the shelf.
It's funny when things get discontinued and there's always the outrage.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you discontinue this food that I love so much? And if you ask someone, hey, when was the last time you bought it? They'd go, oh,
couldn't tell you.
I don't know,
but I love it.
I love it. I love it. I think it's delicious, but I just don't buy it anymore. Well, you can't love it that much.
What discontinued food do you miss?
Oh, there's just so much.
Mine actually happens to be also a Cadbury Dairy Milk block. It was Breakaway. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like the Cadbury version of a Kit Kat, but it was in a block form, and it had the wafer, and then around the wafer was the thickest Cadbury chocolate. Oh, God. It was so delicious. and that's gone. That's gone out of my life.
Oh, no.
Which is upsetting.
So on the Facebook this morning and also on 6242-1063, we're asking you, what food has been discontinued that you'd love to bring back? Sally from Googon, good morning.
Good morning.
What food have we ended that you just need to taste again, Sally?
I'm actually missed the fish and chips in actual newspaper. You know, those crispy little bits at the bottom, the real newspaper, not the fake newspaper, the real newspaper.
Is it because of the bit of the buzz you'd get from the ink that is infused into the chips?
The lead poisoning?
Yeah, it might be that. Maybe you just felt a little bit too much for the ink that was soaking through your chips and your fish. But it's right, though. Now they have fake newspaper.
The butcher paper, isn't it? Do they use butcher paper?
No, they do have the butcher paper.
Oh,
but
I know what you're talking about. At hipster restaurants,
instead of just using actual newspaper, that would be great because, you know...
Donald Trump fires missile is written on your chips.
Who doesn't want to have some tartare with Kim Jong-un looking at you? We've got Emily from Mitchell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emily, are you missing something that's been discontinued?
Yes, I'm missing Three Wishes chocolate. It was the best.
Three wishes.
I don't even think I know what that is.
I have no idea.
I'm doing a quick Google.
Did you make three wishes for your waistline before you ate it? Or what, how did it work?
Something like that. No, it was white chocolate, dark chocolate, and
milk
chocolate.
Oh, I do remember this. I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah, it was the best.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
You know what I used to do? I used to eat it bit by bit. Like,
you'd break bits off.
And then I'd get the light off. Isn't it just like, eat the milk?
Can you just do top deck?
I'm glad I'm... You could, but it's not the same. It doesn't have that dark chocolate component.
Right, okay.
I mean, you can make your own by buying three different blocks of chocolate. that just gets expensive.
Oh, no, Emily, you're my kind of gal.
Emily, you have a problem. she's thought about it too much to make her own. Veronica from Canberra, wrap this up. What are you missing that's been discontinued?
Polly waffles.
Oh, I thought Polly they were waffles. Still around. Yeah.
Are they finished?
No. You can't get a Polly waffle anywhere.
They are in the UK.
Oh, they're still a thing.
Ask Kristen to bring them back.
Yeah.
I'm sure I just saw them.
You can also get a breakaway bar in a biscuit in the biscuit aisle.
Yeah, I saw that. It's not the same.
Pretty good.
No.
I find it over Kit Kats.
You know, the moral of the story has been, Veronica, is that you can kind of get things, but it's not the same. We were talking about how there's a Facebook group. Is it a mum's Facebook group?
Oh, no, it's just a Facebook group that's been started to get the Cadbury to reintroduce the marble chocolate block, which I actually didn't realise was off the shelves.
No. And Rod, our boss, says it's because it's got the moussey stuff in the middle. That's why no one
but
likes
I
it anymore.
I think that's really yummy, that moussey praline. Oh, that's hazelnut praline centre. That's does the it technical re- does term. It re-
You can make... Stop saying it in your voice. Just move on. you can see it on our Mix Canberra... Stop it. You can see it on our Mix Canberra Facebook page right now. So many comments. But if you do have a food that's being discontinued and you think we should bring it back, 6242-1063.
Gabby had a really great one this morning. Gabriella.
Yes. Incredibites. They were the little Wheaties with choc hazelnut in the middle of them.
Yep.
They were a lunchbox snack.
Aren't they like those TV snacks?
No, better. Way better. They were so good. And I was trying to picture them this morning, so I Googled it. They're dog food now.
Mm. Or they weren't the best for you anyway, so I understand.
Well, I don't think they're the same thing.
Oh, but right. I was going to say, dogs can't have chocolate.
They've changed
it. Oh, Chandler's had a lot of chocolate.
Well, oh, God, the RSPCA, got to be honest today.
It's not my fault. He just goes and gets it.
Yeah, terrible pet owner here.
They have chocolate
and
all over
And forward
my
your
house.
Complaints to Rod Cudahy at... So what else we got this morning on our
Facebook
page?
So one lady, Tiffany, has said the original Milo bar, so they changed them to be a bit more cereally, less Milo. No one wants that.
No, we just want more Milo.
No. Someone agreed with me from earlier and said Breakaway from Cadbury. Thank you very much, Jackie. We will start our own petition page. Cadbury Mint Hot Chocolate.
Oh, that was actually quite nice.
Yeah, Karen said that. She said she's tried other brands and they just don't meet the standard.
Of course they don't.
The Yellow Thirst Lifesavers. I cannot even picture what those are.
Maybe it was like a whole block of just one of the Lifesavers that was a popular one.
Oh.
So, because Lifesavers
yeah,
are...
Yeah, but you don't want lemon.
Okay, well, clearly somebody does.
You want like raspberry or like grape...
I've got a question for you, and
I've got an answer for
maybe
you.
Maybe you'll remember this. Do you remember those Spaceman bars?
Oh, space food sticks.
Space food sticks.
And everyone thought we were eating space food, but it was really just a branding
like a
exercise.
Weird, like chocolatey, but really hard
gross.
And chewy.
It was gross.
They were delicious. I loved those. Do they still exist?
No, they've been discontinued.
I thought they did.
A couple of people have commented and said that they've been discontinued.
Have they?
Back. Yeah.
No, they still make them.
Well, either that or they're right at the bottom of the shelf because no one likes them.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
Our holiday has just been wonderful here.
But one non-wonderful thing. We missed the Bachelorette.
I know.
Starting.
That's one thing that Active Travel couldn't do, make sure that we could watch Win TV while we are here in Fiji. And last night, Sophie Monk or Sophie Monk.
I don't know how to say it. No, I don't know what the real one is anymore.
The really pretty one from Bardot.
is now the Bachelorette of all things. Now, she's had some pretty high-profile men in her life.
Benji Madden, Sam Worthington, a couple of other guys, I'm sure.
And I think a millionaire.
Oh, yeah, she was, like, engaged to a millionaire at one point, and then they broke up and then got back together, I think, and I don't know.
So, you know what? Love is hard to find even for the rich and famous guys.
And beautiful.
And she's decided to ditch that, and she's gone for just regular Aussie guys.
Well, we call them regular Aussie guys. They choose
regular,
them
completely ripped Aussie guys.
Regular, handsome, super, ripped
super
dudes
handsome
that they've
dudes.
Just managed to find on the streets. They're just walking around.
They're
talking.
Also just happen to be single.
They're
and
building stuff. I'm assuming we missed it.
They're building.
So.
We did miss it. But you know what? We did get to see little bits and pieces this morning just before we started the show. And there was one game that really kind of just encapsulates what I think Sophie Monk is as a person. A game that you normally play with your friends, but she's playing it with what? 18 other guys? How many guys
is
she got?
18?
16.
Oh, she's not got a small bunch. Oh,
a small little batch.
This feels sexist.
It's a little bit sexist because I think Maddie
I feel like the guy got 24 or something.
Yeah, I think he had 22.
Oh, God. Bachelor.
Anyway, there was one particular game, and we love this game. I don't know if it's the
usually
game.
There's like Jaeger bombs or something
yeah,
with this game.
I don't know. It's close to King of Beers. I just don't think you should be playing this game night one of The Bachelorette. It all turned a little bit serious for one of the bachelors, though. Take a listen.
Okay, never have I ever been cheated on. That didn't go down too well.
You got this, Jordan. You got this.
Oh, no.
Brother.
Oh, mate.
Us boys, I really got concerned. We all thought, whoa, we really hit a soft spot.
And what happened?
Yeah.
Don't get upset.
Can I have a second, please?
Yes, you can.
It sucks because
it's on
I
TV.
Was accused of cheating and I never did.
But you know what? They accuse you of cheating when they're cheating. That's usually what happens.
She didn't do it either.
Hey?
She didn't do it either.
So she didn't cheat on you?
No one cheated. It just sucked.
Oh. What happened then?
She was just insecure.
Okay, wait. So who cheated? So nobody cheated, but it's really hit home.
No, he was definitely cheated on, but he just doesn't know it. So. Surely.
Well,
that
you know
was
what?
Super weird.
That was so weird. He got emotional for no reason. Get rid of it. I don't know if he was dumped last night, but he really needs to be playing Never Have I Ever and having a cry about someone who didn't cheat on you.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
A lady's done something.
Yeah.
And it's quite possibly one of the smartest things I've ever heard of. Because I don't think I've learnt much from a television show or a movie, but this lady has just absorbed it and then used it in a real-life situation.
Yeah, well, there's some things that you see on the telly and you're like, that will never work. That's like, you will never be able to do that. Or movies.
It's like when you watch Criminal Minds and you go, look, not everyone's like that. What's that? The genius? You know, the genius who always seems to figure it out right at the end? The one with the floppy hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need writers for that.
Yeah.
And it's not happening in real life.
No, it's not.
But it's happened for one woman from an episode of Law & Order that she saw.
Oh, good. So I think the original Law & Order's done now, but Law & Order SVU is still going because that's the one with the really hectic crimes that we can't talk about at this time of the morning. But I'm hoping this is a little bit more PG.
No, this is fully PG. Don't worry about it. So it was very scary for her. She was about to be robbed. So apparently some robbers on a train gave her a little note that said, we're going to rob you. We've got weapons and we're going to rob you.
Right, so they just give
send
a note.
Your
so like,
stuff
a, like
back.
A bank teller just to keep it on the down low saying, give us your stuff or we will mug you.
Yeah, exactly. But she remembered this episode of Law & Order where this was happening and someone faked a seizure and the robbers got scared and ran away.
What?
So she... Oh.
This is...
So she did it.
So she faked a seizure, just like out of Law & Order, mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the robbers have gone, oh, I don't know what to do, and then run off.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And this is genius.
I have someone very close to me who has tried something from a movie.
It's not like the...
It's from Thor.
This,
Oh, I was going to say the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants or something. Like they all have these magic pair of jeans and
they look great on everyone's shape,
which is a lie. There is
that's
one pair.
That's never happened.
Like the people who believe in like true love, there's one love for you. There's also one pair of jeans that actually fits you properly. And once they die, that's it. You don't get another pair of jeans ever again. Especially if you're a lady. It's tough.
Oh, back to it. my husband, Bobby K.
Oh.
He.
I buy myself some Bobby
started
K.
Started to work out with a big hammer. You know those.
What?
Giant. Hammers.
That's, I'd hate to go to Bobby K's gym.
Right? A giant hammer and he would like swing it around in the park and stuff.
Like Thor.
Yeah, well I said, what's this workout? Where's this come from? Was this a like some sort of, you know, PT you've read about and you work out with a very
Thor
heavy
workout.
Hammer?
Yep.
He goes, no, it's a Thor workout. And I was like, oh, is there an actual Thor workout? And he's like, no, but Thor's really ripped and he carries a hammer. So I figured there must be something in it. That's literally his reasoning. And
you
now he's like a psycho who walks around the neighborhood of Crace just carrying this hammer. Like, flailing it about the place, yeah. Trying to get ripped. I don't think it's working.
That's a little less Thor and more like Freddy versus Jason. So I think he needs to...
Yeah, he shouldn't wear the mask.
No.
I should tell him to take the mask off.
Good morning, Andrew.
How you going?
Look, we're excellent this morning. What have you done from the movies?
When I was a kid, I saw the movie Mary Poppins and saw her floating down with an umbrella. So
Andrew.
So I grabbed my dad's golf umbrella and climbed up on the roof and jumped off.
Oh my God.
To float down with the umbrella.
And did you float down?
No.
How many bones broke?
I didn't think so.
I didn't break any bones, but I hurt my ankle pretty bad.
Right.
The umbrella sort of... grabbed the air and sort of tipped and I just fell.
Oh, my goodness, your poor parents.
Oh,
What happened? I jumped off the roof.
Yeah, I jumped off the roof. And
I thought
and you know
it would
what?
Be a great idea. And Mary Poppins is a kid's film.
Golf umbrellas, they're quite large. So if you get, you know, that's way bigger than Mary, so you thought it must work.
Well, that was my theory.
Yeah, you're a smart man, Andrew.
No.
Sue from Lathan, what have you done from a television show?
Hi,
Sue.
Me.
Yes,
Sorry,
Sue.
Hi. about a million years ago, I used to watch A Country Practice.
Da-na-na-na.
There you go.
Da-na-na-na-na. Where's Esme?
Where's Esme? Well, it's more Bob Hatfield that helped me.
Excellent.
My sister and I were between Bungendore and Braidwood, and there was a head-on collision in front of us, and we were the first on the scene, and then other people stopped to help these two cars and Anyway, the driver of one of the vehicles, the dashboard was basically on his legs, and one of the helpers went, I've got a crowbar, I'll get it off his legs. And I went, no, I saw an episode of Country Practice. It'll kill him if you take this. It's a shock. Anyway, the ambulance told me I was right.
Oh, you saved someone.
Oh, my goodness. Who would have thought that you would learn anything from A Country Practice apart from that it's a wonderful idea to have a wombat in a pub at all times?
What?
At all times.
Oh, my God. Oh, you said something else.
Okay.
Fatso.
Yeah, Fatso. Fatso the wombat. Oh, that's what was my nickname for me when I was growing up. Anyway, still is these days. Sue, that is a wonderful way to end this.
Well done, Suey.
We can do this chat on Facebook at Mix Cambridge.